CBS Eye on the World, the New World Report. I'm John Batchelor. Ernesto Araújo, former foreign minister of the Republic of Brazil, and Joseph Umar, the executive director of Secure Free Society, to comment on the news from Washington. The United Nations Migration Agency, the IOM, International Organization for Migration, aims to raise $7.9 billion through a new funding push to bolster efforts to protect migrants. This is Reuters. Said the Director General of the IOM, Amy Pope, in a written statement, the evidence is overwhelming that migration, when well managed, is a major contributor to the global prosperity and progress. Well managed. Overwhelming is the key here. The Darien Gap, which I report on routinely, is overwhelmed. 250,000 plus last year, many more expected this year. The number one contributor to people fleeing from their homes and seeking the U.S. and the southern border is Venezuela. The number two is Ecuador, and then Haiti and Cuba. Over the years, it changes back and forth. There are new numbers climbing all the time of Chinese nationals coming into Quito, Ecuador, and taking the bus to Colombia and then crossing the Darien Gap. The IOM has offices everywhere, at the end of the Pan-American Highway to greet people coming through the Darien Gap, in Colombia, in Quito, at the airport, in El Paso, everywhere. The IOM is the go-to for these migrants. But what does this tell us about the stability of the countries they're fleeing? We begin with Venezuela. Joseph, there's reason to believe that Venezuela is purposefully driving people out. How does that help Maduro in his ambition to reelect himself this year, to reduce his population by 7 or 8 million? What is the benefit?
Good evening, John. So there's various dimensions to what's happening on the U.S. southern border. But I think the most important, and you're touching on it, John, the most important is the weaponization of migration. So the question is, who is weaponizing it? And there's many actors that we could talk about. We could talk about China. We could talk about Iran, Hezbollah. But you mentioned Venezuela, and they're the principal actor, because we don't get to the numbers that we're getting today with more than 2.7, almost 3 million encounters and apprehensions all along the border, and a good portion of that on the southern border. You don't get to those numbers until the biggest migration crisis in the world, which is the Venezuelan migration crisis, starts to hit our southern border. And Maduro has used that as a way to, for one, the biggest benefit, to destabilize not just our southern border, but all the borders along the way. The border between Guatemala and Mexico, the border between Panama and Colombia, his border with Colombia. So that's the first big benefit. The second is it provides a pressuring mechanism to be able to then look for concessions, but this is done indirectly. So in the case of Maduro, his big buddy in the weaponization of migration is the president of Colombia and the president of Mexico. Let's start with Mexico, because the Biden administration was just down in Mexico talking with President López Obrador about migration. And what did López Obrador tell the Biden administration? Well, he said, listen, I can help you with the migration, but you got to give us some concessions. He gave a list of demands. What were his demands? $20 billion to all of Latin America to help on the migration crisis, to give work visas to 10 million Hispanics that have been in the United States. That's basically an amnesty program. To end the sanctions on Venezuela. Now, what does that have to do with migration? That was one of the demands. And to halt the blockade, what they call the blockade of Cuba. This is basically coercion. And that is what AMLO is doing on behalf of the Maduro regime, on behalf of all the regimes that are doing it. And Petro's going to be doing this very soon as well. And then let me kind of wrap this up, John, with I think the other big benefit that Venezuela receives. And this, I think we could look at as Belarus as an example, because prior to Russia's invasion of Ukraine that happened in late February of 2022, October to November of 2021, like months prior to Russia's invasion of Ukraine, was the Belarusian migration invasion of Poland, then later Latvia and Lithuania. Why do I mention that? Because that inorganic weaponized migration gave us an understanding of how you can use mass migration, not just to seek concessions, but to what they call prepare the battlefield for future conflict. And I believe that that's what Maduro is doing. He's preparing the battlefield in Latin America for conflict that's going to be coming.
You have a podcast dropping tonight from the Secure Free Society about migration. It's entitled Hezbollah on the Border. And what can we expect from your correspondence?
Yeah, John, this is our first episode for 2024. I'm looking forward to dropping. It's going to be available. It's available now. Hezbollah on America's southern border. Because of all the things that is happening related to this mass migration to the U.S. southern border, the U.S. southern border crisis, the one that really is concerning me right now is the rise of terrorists coming to the border. Now, we've seen the numbers from the FBI, from the Customs and Border Protection, CBP, more than 200 known or suspected terrorists that are on the watch list have been encountered on the U.S. southern border. But that doesn't paint the full picture because there's a bunch of what they call gotaways that we don't really even know who they are because we're not encountering them because our capacity is taxed. And you couple that with what's going on in the Middle East with basically Iran unleashing its full wave of proxy warfare throughout the Middle East, the Houthis in Yemen, Hezbollah, Hamas, the militias in Iraq, Syria, that's going to be coming to the U.S. on the border. In fact, it's already there. And what we talk about on the podcast is there are several instances of cases. You could go back actually 20 years of Hezbollah exploiting elements and weaknesses on the U.S. southern border. But more recently, with everything that's happening today, what you're seeing is you're seeing Hezbollah preparing itself to be able to use the southern border as a defense mechanism if escalations rise in the Middle East. And everyone I've talked to in Israel, everyone that I've spoken to over the last couple months in Israel, pretty much since the October 7th attack against Israel, everyone tells me that the next big conflict is going to be Hezbollah versus Israel. They're going to have another war, maybe even bigger than the one they had in 2006. Well, a part of that war is going to be taking place in Latin America. We've already seen Hezbollah concoct terror plots in Brazil, in Argentina in recent weeks. And I think that part of that is also going to take place on our U.S. southern border. There's precedents and there's also examples of Islamist terrorists using the southern border as a vulnerability. And there's also some precedent for Hezbollah doing the same.
Ernesto, Joseph makes the excellent case that AMLO of Mexico is the grandfather of this weaponization of migration. But AMLO is leaving office soon enough. I understand he'll remain a powerful figure in Mexico. Does that mean Lula da Silva will take his place? And does Lula da Silva have the same benign approach towards Venezuela's forced migration that AMLO apparently has?
Yes, John, very much so. Lula is, let's say, part of the life supporting system of Maduro. And whatever Maduro's strategy is, Lula will support it, not only because of the bilateral friendship, so to say, but because both Brazil and Maduro's Venezuela are part of the, let's say, the totalitarian strategy worldwide, the totalitarian bloc headed by China and Russia with Iran as well. So what I think is that if Mexico changes direction, Brazil doesn't have the same influence in Central America, which Mexico does. Of course, South America is different. But so if you have Mexico with a different position, not allowing that sort of overwhelming migration take place, this can change things, and Lula wouldn't be able to do anything about it. But that being said, I think that the mastermind of everything that's happening regarding the migration, all the other problems in the southern border, it's not Mexico. It's maybe Cuba together with Venezuela, but Cuba is the mastermind of Venezuela. But behind that, you have the totalitarian bloc, the China, Russia, Iranian totalitarian bloc. So as long as people don't realize that, they are not addressing the real problem.
Joseph, if I understand correctly, one part of the weaponization is to destabilize the United States or any of the countries arriving in the North, Canada, or is it just the U.S.? Is that their thinking?
I think it's to destabilize North and Central America, but you can't exclude South America. I mean, the mass migration from Venezuela already destabilized South America. You're seeing the consequences of that in Ecuador, in Colombia, in Peru. But I think really it's in an effort to essentially weaken border enforcement through disinformation, through escalated cases of humanitarian crisis, but then also to just essentially challenge territorial integrity and sovereignty. And then that's the common denominator with all the global conflicts that we're seeing today, from Ukraine to Israel to Gaza to Taiwan, is these are all questions of territorial integrity. And you don't define territorial integrity unless you have a strong concept of national sovereignty. well, Maduro, China, Iran, Russia, all these actors, authoritarian, they don't believe in national sovereignty. They believe in imperialism. They believe in conquering countries. And that's what they're trying to do in the Middle East. That's what they're doing in Europe and in Ukraine. And that's what they're doing in Latin America. They're just not using armies like they used to do in the 16th and 17th century. Today, they use transnational organized crime. Those are the invading armies. And then they use mass migration as the essentially as kind of like the artillery to basically topple the sovereign borders that are controlling against organized crime. Our southern borders is a prime target for this.
And again, Joseph, where can we find Hezbollah on the southern border? Where to find that?
Well, you can find it on our YouTube channel. You could also download it on Spotify and all the digital platforms that you could listen to your podcast. But it's Secure Free Society on YouTube. And then you look at the Border Wars podcast, the latest episode, I think it's episode 27, Hezbollah on America's Southern Border. I think this was probably, to me, the most important episode to start 2024 because we wanted to make sure we put a lot of attention on what's happening on the southern border. We focus on Latin America, but that those challenges manifest on our border.
We're going to Central America, democracy at great risk. Joseph Umar, Executive Director of Secure Free Society. Ernesto Araújo, former Foreign Minister of the Republic of Brazil. This is the New World Report. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.